Good evening, Astaroth, and welcome to episode 92 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As I do every week, I'll be talking through my my weeks in terms of goldmaking, what's going on with the game, and a discussion point. And this week, I'll talk a little bit about my principles for goldmaking, and sort of the things I do, and a little bit about why I do them. So hopefully that's going to be a little bit interesting. I've written about this in like many increments in my Goblin Mindset series, but I think summing them up would be a nice theme for a podcast. So that's what we're doing today. Of course, this podcast is made available by my patrons that, amongst other things, can get access to my full TSM setup for both Classic and BFA. So if you're interested in that, then check it out at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. Now let's get right into it and start looking about what I did this week. Well, most of last week, as you may have remembered from my last episode, I was away on vacation. So I came back on Sunday. Today is Wednesday, so I just had 4 days. But for BFA, I managed to repost auctions twice. And, well, if you look at the numbers, they're pretty good. I hit 1.1 million gold in sales, which is pretty good for two repost sessions. Of course, 1 million of that from BOEs. Then I did one shopping round as well, so I spent about 600,000 gold on BOEs. And I'm currently sitting on 17.8 million gold. So that's a pretty nice amount. I think that's, how much more is that than I started the week at? About 500k up since last week, so that's pretty good. I am pretty happy with that. So so yeah. Outside of that, there's not really much to say outside of my BOE flipping. I have been getting a few more BFA sales as I very slowly started cranking out some crafting. I have a huge amount of bracers. I think I did scrap about 500 bracers, 600 bracers this week, but I still have a huge amount left over that I do have to scrap, and I haven't turned any of it into uncanny gear yet, so I'll get to that eventually. Hopefully, I'm not sure how hard I want to restart my crafting empire. There's just way too much stuff I want to do right now. There's phase 5 coming in Classic, so I want to prepare for that. Or do the last part of the preparation, and then I want to level my alts for Shadowlands, and I want to try out some more endgame stuff in BFA, like do some Mythic Plus dungeons, something I haven't really done since Legion. So yeah, there's so many things I had to do, not enough time, sadly, but we'll try to get there. I do really want to get the two-letter trade for alchemy and some of the rank 3 potions and get some testing done on that. Finally, all of these years later, I never really did alchemy so far. So yeah, we'll see. But that's how my week went for BFA. I don't really have any challenges going at the moment. Although I did one of my realms, Ravencrest, I've not had success with BOE flipping, so I've decided to just do material flipping there for a while. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. Just started out, nothing much to say yet, so we'll see. So yeah, let's take a look at how I'm doing on Classic. So currently I'm sitting at 3,000 gold and another 5,200-ish worth of auctions, which is 1,100 less gold than I had last week, but that's because I went pretty wild on a shopping spree. Just after phase 5 was announced, I ended up spending a lot of gold on the auction house, buying a lot of things that may increase in value for phase 5. Some of it has already gone up, some of it is probably going to be a more slow rise. I mostly bought Dark Runes, Large Brilliant Shards, Arcanite Bars, and outside of that, I've just been restocking, essentially. So I think that the Arcanite Bars are not phase 5 specific, they're just gonna most likely go up in value consistently. The Large Brilliant Shards are for the mana oils, for the quest line, for tier 0.5, and also for the Greater Nature Resistance enchant, and the Dark Runes are also for just raiding and stuff like that, and the Dark Runes have already gone up in price quite nicely, so that's that looks like something that's gonna work out for me. So that's nice. I've also been leveling a professional on my second account. Hopefully I can get it to 35 before phase 5, I'm not sure. I really want to do that primarily so I can go Goblin Engineering on my alt. And then I can go Gnomish Engineering on my main, and I can get Gadgets and Teleports. And that's going to be very useful in phase 5, of course, since you're going to be wanting to go to Ankiraj a lot, which is in Silithus, which is really annoying to get to as Alliance. So I'm hoping for that. I'd also want to get probably blacksmithing as the second profession on that character, so I can craft all the stuff for the logistics badge turn in quests that I think are going to be a potential nice way to make gold, particularly early on. So I should probably pre-craft the items that I can't craft currently. Trying to do my Mooncloth cooldowns, which I've been really slacking on, because it's so annoying to have to go to a moonwell, but it is what it is. So we'll see. Currently in very hard in phase 5 prep mode. And I made actually a decent amount of gold because I've been preparing for phase 5. So I bought 2 Hammer of the Northern Winds back in phase 2 sometime for an average price of 55 gold, because they are the best frost damage weapon for Visidus, the highest chance of getting frost damage proc. Which I just sold today for 267 gold, one of them. So that's an item that's gone up heavily in value for phase 5, so that's pretty fun. I haven't really bought a lot of anything else. I should probably have bought more nature resist gear, because the rings in particular are selling for absolutely massive amounts of money, so that's pretty... I've just been spending on nature resist instead, but yeah, it's nice. I have a Zephyr cloak that I bought for 85. They're currently going for 150, so that's also something that I could make gold off of if I want to, because I have farmed the cloak from Maradon as well. So we'll see. We'll see what I prioritize there. If you look at my sales this week, they're actually really good. 2,400 gold for 4 days. That's pretty amazing. So not sure what I did that stood out. The only thing that stood out as far as a single sale was, of course, the hammer. But I think I might just have been restocking relatively effectively. And that's been very nice. So yeah, we're looking at things are looking up. Although I have been plateauing, I haven't been increasing in liquid gold in a long while. I spent too much gold, so we'll see. I've not been farming much with mining on my warlock, so not too many arcane crystals. We'll see. I'm probably not going for Thunder Fury. I'm not sure. I might still, if I get the chance. I just can't decide if I want to prioritize that or not. So we'll see. We'll see. But that's about it for my week in Classic. So let's turn our attention over to what's going on with the game. For BFA, or rather for Shadowlands, they did have a developer stream, actually today when I'm recording this. I didn't have a time to catch the stream, so I just read some recaps, and it seems like they were a little light on the details, just talking about and showing a lot of like the overall systems. I think the systems look a little bit too complex, honestly. I think they should scale down the systems, but we'll see. I guess people will get to play with them and give their thoughts, essentially. Outside of that, it doesn't seem like they've been gone into detail on crafting or the stuff that I care the most about in terms of gold making at all. So we'll see. That the really only really slightly exciting thing they did say was, of course, the fact that the beta is coming next week. So by the time this is out for all of you, the beta will probably be out. So we'll see if I get invited. I got invited to the BFA beta fairly early on. So it would be cool if that happens here, but we'll see. Really nothing more to do than just waiting and seeing what's gonna happen. For Classic, of course, there's really not much to say. We are now... Phase 5 is opening on the 28th of July, so time to get busy if you haven't, if you're raiding. If you're not, then you're just like want to go along for the ride and do some gold making or whatever, then get ready to get all of the juicy new recipes and just be ready for some crazy days. I'm really looking forward to Phase 5. Encourage is one of the things that I was really looking forward to with Classic in general. I've killed the first boss there once, and getting to do that would be very fun to kill C'Thun. That's sort of one of my main goals with Classic, so yeah, I'm very, very excited. Ready to go. I really wanna. I just hope I have the time to finish leveling my banker. That's gonna be, or my professionals. So that would be amazing. So we'll see. That's about it for what's going on with the game. We didn't get any questions from patrons this week, which means that we will just essentially launch right on into the discussion point. And as I said, we're going to talk through some of the principles of my gold making philosophy. Now, the first one is that, of course, that I like to make gold without farming, because I don't like farming. I think farming is, to me, farming has typically been boring. I've never been able to stick with any gold farm for a long period of time, and you need to do that to be effective. So that's sort of like the main thing. I don't like farming, but I want gold. So how do I go about getting gold? Which means that there are two main methods that I use to make gold. It's flipping or crafting. Things that you can do on the auction house in your major city, preferably semi-AFK. Like when you're crafting a huge bunch of items, you can just click create all and you can go tab out and do something on your other monitor or go do something else for 5 minutes and you're making gold in the background. The least amount of work required, and that's also why I called myself the lazy gold maker when I started doing gold making content, of course. Now, when I look for items, what kind of items am I looking to sell? And what price point? Like, I try to sell useful items at reasonable prices. That's the way I want to make gold. I don't try to eke every last bit of profit out of any given item. I want to get a good to decent profit, usually aiming for about 20 to 30% profit margin over what I paid to get the item. And then if I can do that, then I can usually get volume. You'll get more sales volume, and that's more important than trying to get the absolute maximum profit margin. I don't focus much on profit margin, actually, or too much. The one thing that I personally try to optimize is my raw gold profits. Like you can hope for 100% profit margin, but making 10% profit on a 1,000 gold item is much better than making 200% profit on a 1 gold item. And it's usually also significantly less time required, and that's important to me because I don't have that much time to play the game, so I want to spend it as efficiently as humanly possible as far as gold making. I want to make gold with as little time as possible spent on gold making that I could have been spending on doing gameplay activities I like. Doing dungeons with guildies, doing other things, or even playing other games. So that's also why I focus on flipping whenever I can, because flipping is by far the most time-efficient gold-making method. There's no way around it. Just buying and then reposting an item for a higher price, that's nothing is ever going to beat that. So that's how. Now, when we're looking for items to flip or items to craft, personally, I focus on items that are useful to other players in terms of gameplay power. You can also make gold with cosmetic items. Some of them are expensive and very sought after, some are not. But overall, I find that cosmetic items sell slower. Of course, some people make a meme out of this. Like, I know WannaBuyGold has this. He has these t-shirts about transmog doesn't sell with like gold cap. screenshot under it, and transmog does sell, as does all of the other cosmetic items. I do a little bit of battle pets, but transmog sells, but it sells much slower than uncanny gear, for instance, which is not the best item, but it's a gameplay power relevant item. It's going to increase your character's power in a lot of situations, and that's what I like. And that's also because it's also related to the fact that I don't want to spend too much time. I don't want to do cancel scans consistently. I don't want to sit on the auction house and trying to sell the same item over and over. I much prefer being in many markets. I don't like to concentrate my effort too much. I'm going to spread it out. If I'm doing one realm, then I'm going to spread it out over as many markets as I can. And that's what I did when I did my when I gold capped the first time. It's what I did when I did the 0 to 1 million and then 1 million to gold cap challenge. I got as many crafting professions as I could going on that realm. Because usually all of them are profitable. All of them have useful items. So all of them will having all of them will just increase your profit potential if you can use them effectively. And that's also why I now, when I do BOE flipping, I do it on multiple realms. I spread myself out, and that's also based on the fact that I don't want to do cancelling. If I spread myself out over as many realms, as many markets as I can, it's going to be much, much harder to compete with me. You'd have to babysit 9 different realms, and I just fire and forget. I repost and I go on to the next realm. It means I get fewer sales in terms of the total number of auctions, but I get more gold overall. I get more gold per repost effort, and I spend less time babysitting the auction house. So that's sort of like the principles of how I do gold making. I think that the most important ones is probably the focus on raw profits over profit margins. I don't care much about profit margins. If it's a very slow sale rate item or a very cheap item, then I'm not gonna touch it. So as an example, I do battle pet flipping, mostly because it's the best way to get started on a new realm. You move some battle pet overs with the pet journal and you start posting them, and then you'll eventually get some sales, and then you can start enter other flipping markets. And the way I do battle pets, I don't touch any battle pets that I would personally post using my battle pet posting string for less than 1,000 gold. If I'm not gonna post it for 1,000 gold, then it's not worth the time to post it to me personally. Probably I could even increase the limit, but having it that low will get me enough volume that I can usually sell one or two or three battle pets on the first repost cycle on a new realm, which is important, because then I can start buying more faster selling items, which used to be material flipping. It'll probably be that as well. I'm planning to start a new realm, maybe before Shadowlands, maybe around Shadowlands launch, and just get into all of the Shadowlands flipping markets from day one. So that's going to be interesting. But that's what I do with battle pets. And of course, all of these things together is going to focus in on why I do BOE flipping. BOE flipping are the most expensive power increasing items in the game. So that means that they're going to have by far the highest gold per hour in terms of flipping, the highest potential gold per hour. You can buy an item for 200k and potentially sell it for 300k. That's 100,000 gold profit from just buying and selling an item. You might have to repost it 10, 20 times, 30 times even, but that's still an insane gold per hour. So then you spread that out over as many realms as you can, and you can get to some very high implied gold per hour if I wanted to calculate my gold per hour from BOE flipping. And that means that I'm extremely time efficient. I can just log on to my realms, buy BOEs, collect everything, repost it back to the auction house, and then forget about that realm for 48 hours, because there's almost no one who can compete with me either, because you can't target farm a specific BOE with a specific corruption. So that's why I do it. It means I'm in a market where there's little competition for many reasons. The items are too expensive, for one, so very few people can afford to buy them to flip. And then the items are hard to farm, extremely powerful and very useful for other players. So all of these things together mean that that's the main market that I've been doing in both Legion and BFA. I haven't been going as hard as many other people have, but I've been making at least a pretty decent in-game living off of it. So yeah, that's why I do that. When I go in Shadowlands, I'll probably be going back into a crafting empire style of play, because I really enjoy that, particularly in a new expansion where you get to set up all of your TSM settings and make like a nice workflow and just try to go hard on the volume. So that's going to be fun. That's sort of my approach, my principles, and my current approach to gold making. Hopefully that was useful to you. If you have any questions or would like me to elaborate on any of this, then do let me know. I think that could be a fun episode as well. But that is the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you just want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. And I hope to see you again next time. Goodbye, guys, and have a profitable week.